blessing to be back here tonight. I appreciate our service today. I appreciate the Lord meeting with us, our male members meeting, our deacons meeting. And we've got our conference tonight, so let's be much in prayer for that. I tell you what I'd like to do here in a few minutes. I'd like to go ahead and get that out of the way. And so I know a lot of churches a lot of times have their business meeting after their regular service, but I'd like to hear just a little bit. I want to sing a few more songs, go to the Lord in prayer, and then get our business meeting out of the way. And then we've got Brother Chris Frazier here with us tonight. We appreciate him and Sister Heidi being here tonight. And I hadn't seen them in a long time, and I had called him some time back, and I think that was about the time that your sister-in-law had passed away. And so, he goes to Holly Springs out there on the mountain, and so we're glad to have him here tonight. If the Lord follows his lot, won't you pray for him as he comes and breaks the bread of life, if the Lord leads that way. And so I just want us to go to meeting for a little while and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. I'm looking forward to I get excited when we start talking about different things that we're getting ready maybe to do with the church, and maybe either making this trip to go up and see the Ark up in Kentucky or the Townsend trip, whichever. I look forward to getting that organized, and I think the more stuff that we can do together like that, the more fellowship, I believe, the better off that we are. And I'm looking forward to coming to y'all's house on the fourth, on Saturday before the fourth Sunday, and having a low country boil or shrimp boil, whatever it's going to be, man, that sounds good. And so a lot of things to look forward to, and I want us to keep things planned. We don't ever know when the Lord's going to call an end to this thing, but we need to be busy and making plans till he does. And so, but it is good to be here. We're going to ask Sister Vanessa, if she will, to take us to the Lord in prayer, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Wayne. And you mind the Lord, if you've got a special you want to sing, your testimony, whatever the Lord leads you to do, you just do that tonight. Go ahead, Sister Vanessa.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for the privilege to be here, Lord.
Yes.
And as our pastor says, we don't know if we'll be here tomorrow or not. And Lord, we just need to just appreciate the freedom to be here. We just want to give you all the glory and praise tonight. We hope that everything we do, we pray that everything we do will be for your glory, and that we always keep that front of our minds at all times, that it's to be to your glory. Even if we sing or anything we do, it's to be to your glory. Lord, we'll just be with the rest of the service tonight, be with the songs, bring with the brother as he brings our message, Lord, and just touch him with what we need to hear tonight, Lord. And just be for the ones that couldn't be here, Lord. Just be with Brother Nell and Robert, Lord.
We
just miss them so bad. And just miss seeing their face. And just be with Brother Bo, and he'll feel better this week. And just touch him, Lord. We just ask you to just put a special hand on him. All these things I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. 746. Page 746.
Thank you.
5:12. 5:12. Jesus is all the world to me.
My friend, and I thought about this. A lot of folks will say they know somebody that knows somebody that knows some famous person, but I'm glad that if you know Jesus, you have a personal relationship with him, and you can consider him your friend, and that's not a greater privilege than that. The best friend we'll ever have, so I'll go with you even unto the end of the world, and you can't ask for any better than that. Appreciate the Lord, and I'm thankful for all he's given me. Not only what he has done, but what he's going to do.
Amen.
And he's still in the saving business. He's still in the healing business and giving us peace and comfort, and I appreciate that. Brother Chris, you want another song, or are you ready?
I'm ready.
Or you just get up there and find the Lord. You pray for Brother Chris as he comes.
It's good to be here. I do want to say I appreciate that last song. I'm glad I got a friend from the state. Yes. I got a lot of friends down here, but they ain't one like unto the Lord this morning. It goes with me everywhere I go. Anytime I have a need, my friend's here, my family here, might forsake me, but he's never forsaken.
Amen.
But he goes with me all the way. Just glad I'm saved. Glad I'm one of his, brother. Sure. Sure, really am. If you will, turn your books in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 62. Probably very familiar scripture for some of you readers. Isaiah chapter number 62. And I certainly stand in need of prayers this morning. I still haven't figured out how to preach, Brother Steve. I reckon every will, but in my humble way, I'll try to mind the Lord and do that the Lord's place upon my heart with your prayers. Isaiah chapter number 62, starting at the first verse, it says, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as a bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. But they shall have, but they that have gathered shall eat it, and praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the peoples. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken." I want to back up, and where I take my thought from would be out of that 10th verse. It says, go through the gates, prepare you the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones. It says, lift up a standard for the people. As I begin to look in this scripture just a little bit, Brother Steve, I begin to look a little bit of history on of the time and the place of this, and there was a time and place where the children of Israel had been taken captive, and Isaiah was sounding out the warning of the people, trying to give them direction, trying to show them which way they should go. But here he said in that first verse, it says that he said, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof is a lamp that burneth." I'm glad today there's some folks in the scripture, and there's some folks in today, in the day which we walk, that I surely won't give up this evening. I'm glad today, as we look on this for just a minute, he said that to set up the standard for the people. I want to look today at us, and let's just be honest for just a minute, Brother Steve. I know today that I'm not perfect, and so many times I let down, and I don't keep up the standard of the Lord, but there's no place for us this evening. How that we should slumber or sleep. How there's no place this evening. How that we have to give up this evening. How the children of Israel, how they was in a place. How that surely, how someone was probably ready to give up. But Isaiah, how he said, for Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. How many tell you this evening? How we look about us in the world which we live today? How there's no greater time in which God's children I need to stand up for the Lord. How than the day in which we live? How in today's day? How be sent here to set up? How cast up? How get the stones? I'm talking about that highway, making the path straight. How set up the standard for the people. How there's folks watching mind your lives today. How Brother Mike, whether we want to admit it or not. How there's people all around us. How they're watching church folks. How seeing how we live our lives. How we conduct ourselves. Yeah. How whether it be a truth or not. Is it just something we say? Or is it just something we try to tell them? Or is it something we live today? He said, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. We live in a world which the devil will have us convinced just to give up, just to hold our tongue, not to say nothing. They ain't going to hear no ways. Just to hold our peace. I want to encourage us this evening not to hold our peace. I want to encourage us this evening to stand up for the Lord. Tell folks about Him today. Hold up the standard this evening.
Yes.
Oh, devil, he's trying his best to get us to be discouraged. Let's just throw in the towel and go to the house. But I'm glad to see him. Isaiah here, just as he said, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. I'm glad there's some folks, Brother Steve, that's helped firm in the way. I'm glad today there's some folks rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I'm glad today there's some folks that just ain't got no quit in them. A lot of times I'd want to throw the old book down over there. Don't take me wrong, but there's some on the inside that begins to stir. I just have to pick it right back up.
Sure.
Ask the Lord to forgive me. I'm glad that the Lord put in my heart. When He saved me, it still stirs and increases my desire to serve Him this evening.
Amen.
Just as Isaiah, looking on the people here, great prophet, probably one of the greatest in all the books, looked on the people. I believe he had some compassion and love about him. I think he wanted to see the people turn to an almighty God. He wanted to see the children of Israel high and lifted up once again, and see their lands restored, and see them being able to have joy in the Lord one more time. And he never did give up. He just kept sending out the warning this morning, kept preaching to them, and kept telling them about things to come, how that there's something better coming on. One day after a while, talking about the Lord. Get over here in the 6th verse. It says, I have set up watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. If this ain't proof enough to you and me, Brother Steve, that we should be sounding out the warning.
Sure.
That we should be telling folks about the Lord. But what God can do, I don't know what is this evening. How we done got to a point. How Brother Michael worried about offending somebody. How maybe we'll hurt their feelings. But I'm here to tell you this morning. How much rather hurt their feelings. And see them get what they need. And then to die and go to hell. This morning, this evening. I'm about tired. How folks worried about other folks and how they feel. We're here to please man, no ways.
Right.
We're here to please God. Said, I've set up watchmen upon my walls, O Jerusalem. We shall never hold their peace. And the Lord set us up watchmen, didn't he? Must be sounding out the warning. When we see the enemy come, how are we supposed to sound the warning? How he's a coming. If we didn't do that, Brother Steve, how blood be upon our hands?
Right.
When we see the enemy come, if we'd sound out the warning, thank you, Lord, how blood would be upon our hands, but it'd be upon their own hands, and upon their own heads this evening. Then I got down here. It says, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stones. Lift up the standard for the people. Lift up the standard for the people. I wonder, folks, looked on my life, Brother Steve, and they conduct themselves like I did. I believe the whole world will find out just what a fair Brother Chris really is. If I just be honest for just a little bit, he said to lift up the standard for the people. If folks really just looked after my life, more times than not, Brother Steve, I'd let them down. But I'm glad when I get where I need to be with the Lord. When I put him in the forefront of my life, they ain't looking at Brother Chris. But they're seeing God today. And it works through our lives today.
Yes.
If we'd all be honest, I believe we could all say the same, Brother Mike. There's some men I've set up in high standards in my life. You know what, Brother Mike? Some of those has let me down. You know what, Brother Steve? The Lord's never let me down. I've let them down time and time again. I've let down the standards. Hadn't done what I needed to do. Hadn't been where I needed to be. But you know what? Every time I went to the Lord and asked Him to forgive me, He's been quick to forgive me. Pick me back up, set me on my feet,
amen,
and establish my goings, that I might be able to go and my life might give Him glory this evening. I'm not worried today about what I might gain. Here this walks alive. But one day after a while, that's what I'm going to gain. I'm going to get to see Him face to face, Brother Mike. I'm going to get to be with Him in glory. But while we're here, while we're here on this earth, amongst our brothers and sisters, wearing a robe of flesh just like you and I, let us lift up the standard to a people today. A standard that God laid down,
sure,
and not man. A standard today that the only way we can follow is when we follow after Him. Lift up the standard. Raise it up high. Show the world what it takes to be a child of God. Show the world what it takes that we might have joy in our lives. Show the world what it takes this evening that they might go through this waltz of life and have glory this evening. It takes one thing. It takes us serving an almighty God, forsaking all other things, quit being pleasers of men and be pleasers of God. If we'll do that and not worry about what people think about us, bless your heart, we can hold up a standard that'll work for all man this evening. My ways won't work. My ways don't always work. I'll fumble around, I'll mess up, I'll fall short, but God's way always works. It's never faltered. It's never fell short. He's never forsook me. But if I come to Him the way He said to come, Brother Steve, He's always there. Always has what I need. And He'll always have what you need this evening. And He'll have what the lost and dying world needs this evening.
Sure will.
We need to hold up the standard. Not man's standard, Know what man thinks. Know what seems good to man in man's eyes, but what God has laid out for us and what God has laid out for his children to serve him and to worship him this evening. I want to come to the Lord one time called the good master. He said, why callest thou me good? He said, there's none good save him which is in heaven. I'm talking about his Father. That was Jesus Christ. In the flesh, just as you and I, he recognized only God as being good. I'm here to tell you, he was perfect, without spot. If there's anybody here that could have bragged, Brother Mike, it was him. But he says, no good save one. And that's the Father which is in heaven. He's the one that set up the standard for you and I. He's the one that spoke the word, and so it was. He's the one that sent the only begotten Son that he might be an example. In samples of us that we should live our lives and conduct our lives. He's put people in my path, Brother Steve, which I hold in high standards.
Sure.
Which I really believe is sought the Lord. Trying to follow after him. There were mentors to me. Brother Steve, we need today to pick up those standards which was left for you and me. We need to hold them up high. We need to walk in them this evening. And we need to show the world,
amen,
what the standard of God is. Lord don't just accept any old thing, does he?
That's right.
We can't just come over here to church house and hoop and holler and just all of a sudden something fall down from above, we break out in the Holy Ghost meeting. But it takes us humbling ourselves before an almighty God, praying, Lord, forgive us our sins. Praying that the Lord would meet with us when we got over to the church house. Every one of us, if we'll do that, you know what will happen. There's something that will begin to move. And you can see it working its way around church. Flowing from breast to breast. That Spirit of God will fall down this place. All of a sudden, next thing, old folks popping up testifying about the good things the Lord's done for them. But lo and behold, when we don't hold up the standard, there's some woe on me. Next thing you know, folks is wondering why the church ain't got the joy she used to have. Folks is wondering if it's really worth me giving up all this to have what they have. How it's worth it all, Brother Steve. How am I not always showing? But I'm here to tell you, it's worth everything this evening. I give it all up this evening. I have to give it all up this evening in order for the Lord to save my soul. I remember that night on my bed when the Lord woke me up. I was sound asleep, Brother Steve. I've been running for years from the Lord. The Lord woke me up that night, made me visit one more time. I remember I started out praying. Every little thing I could think of, I sinned before the Lord. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for this. Lord, forgive me for that. Lord wouldn't worry about all those things. Wouldn't answer me. Now, Lord, I'll give you this. Lord, I'll give you that. You know what? He wasn't worried about all that. But I finally got the point, Brother Chris, when I started believing on the Lord and what he was trying to do. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, take everything I was. Lord, take everything I have, everything I will be. Lord, just save me. I'm that quick, Brother Steve. He saved my soul. I said, what do you mean? I offered him all I had. I offered him myself this evening. And I asked the Lord to save me. And he did. We ain't got nothing. There ain't nothing a man that's going to work. It's going to take the Lord to save me.
Sure. Sure.
If you look on my life, you're going to see where I faltered, where I fumbled around, I fell flat on my face, I messed up. You're going to see it time and time again. And I hate to admit it this evening, but I'm human. I'm wearing a robe of flesh. I'm just being honest with us this evening. But I'm so glad this evening that every time you see where I fell on my face, you can see where the Lord picked me back up. Every time I fumbled around, fell short, well, the Lord just picked me up and put me back on the path. I'm glad today that I got somebody I can go to. I'm glad today. I know the standard. I'm glad today that I met the Lord this evening.
Amen.
He is the standard for you and me. You look on me, you're going to find a lot of failures and mistakes. But you look on the Lord, and you'll find exactly what you need every time. The Lord's got what we need. The Lord's got what we're in need of this evening. I want to encourage us to lift up the standard for the people. That means we want to get our praying spot, Brother Steve.
Right.
Means we want to pick up the good book and study. Show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. It means whenever church doors is open, Brother Stephen will have to find her way through the church doors. Let the dead bury the dead. Pick up the cross. Follow after him. We're going to get serious about this season. So why is that, preacher? Hell's enlarging herself every day, getting bigger and wider and larger. Its gates just grow and grow and grow. You know what it says about that straight and narrow way? You can read about glory, what's going to be like. The number of the gates, how it's going to be constructed. Everything we want to read about it. You know what? It changes. It changes the heart. It's the same. It doesn't change, does it? We need to get serious about this, Brother Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We need to set up the standard. And I'll be honest with you, church. You think I'm preaching, you know I'm preaching, Brother Priggs. I need to do a better job holding up the standard.
Me too, bro.
Folks over at the workplace, them folks count on me. Ain't nobody else over there. They count on me, Brother Steve. That's where the Lord put me. My family. They're counting on me. I can't wait for somebody else this evening. I do what it is God's placed on my heart and in my life. But it's up to me this evening. You know what? It's the same for you. Brothers, sisters, wherever it is the Lord's placed you, that's where you're supposed to be this evening. That's your job today. That's where God's placed you. Let's lift up the standard. Let's show them what it is to be a child of the Lord. Be a child of the King. Brother Steve, I feel like that's the message. If you want to stand with us, y'all will get us a song.
Everybody will stand.
I don't know your hearts this evening. And I assure you, I didn't come here just to bash on the church. If I'm preaching to anybody, I'm sure you, Brother Chris, is first and foremost. I know and realize how much I mess up this evening. But if the Lord's speaking in your heart, don't worry about Brother Chris. Just mind the Spirit of the Lord. Come pray for me to pray.
598.